It's a job that involves a trip outside.
We're out here on the tarmac. Officers will drive on the tarmac to get to the gate. Then they'll go inside the airport and start screening passengers for outbound flights.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emirates Flight EK-232, code chair Jeff 5002 to Dubai. Now we're ready for boarding.
It is part of our mission to control terrorist weapons, narcotics coming into the country, but also exiting the country as well.
Back inside, Customs and Border Protection officers are using facial recognition technology to screen departing passengers.
You know, with travelers queuing up, the camera is kind of auto-sensing their face, comparing it to our manifest. We have photos for them, and with that, it's going to give us information on that individual, whether or not it's a person of interest for us, or if the person doesn't match photos we have for them previously.
And it does not take long for someone to catch their attention.
Was it positive? No? Yeah. All right.
Brooks Burnett is part of the agency's tactical terrorism response team.
We had an individual, a person of interest, that we were looking at for different criminal violations. So we sent officers out there. Everything came back negative for the time being after their inspection and review of their bags and their person out there at the jetway. But we will, collect more information for, possibly inbound travel for that individual in the future.
At Dulles Airport, John Aaron, WTOP News.